Call it a homecoming of sorts. On a recent sunny morning at Woods Lake, a high alpine haven just west of Telluride, some 700 or so native Colorado River cutthroat trout were released into the pristine water. This is where the eggs were fertilized last spring after being collected from another stream west of Montrose. They were reared at a hatchery in Rifle Falls and developed into the healthy juvenile trout they are today, tiny but fierce. As they're dropped into the cold lake, they disperse quickly, looking for the best places to hide.
Yeah, I think that's all of them. Looks like they're doing pretty well here, getting down in the weeds.
That's Eric Garduño, a Montrose-based aquatic biologist with Colorado Parks and Wildlife. Earlier that morning, the fish were loaded into two giant plastic bags, about 300 in each. The bags were filled with ice cubes, pumped full of oxygen, and stored in a cooler for the journey. Once at Woods Lake, Garduño heads off with his fish in a backpack, bushwhacking his way around the lake until he locates the perfect spot to release them.
Okay, retreat.
Retreat? Sorry.
Yeah.
Within moments, they're gone.
It's always kind of funny after the weeks of work that goes into, and really months with our hatchery guys, that goes into getting these fish to this point. You know, come here and pour them into the lake and then hope you see them in 3 or 4 years.
In the parking lot, before the release, curious passersby stopped by the CPW truck to catch a glimpse of the fish as they were unloaded from the cooler and got a brief lesson from CPW spokesman Joe Lewandowski.
These are the fish that were here before the Europeans arrived.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we're reclaiming this lake, and we're getting the native fish started again.
Oh, that's cool,
areas
yeah.
Throughout Colorado. So these aren't just any fish.
Yeah.
They're special.
Yeah.
The native Colorado River cutthroat trout is listed on CPW's threatened and endangered species list, and the state agency is trying to build a self-sustaining population of this species at Woods Lake so that they can periodically be introduced to other trout fisheries in the region. Garduño explains.
They've struggled because of things like competition with non-native fish, habitat degradation, water use. They can also hybridize with things like rainbow trout. So there's a lot of things that have really, you know, sort of hurt these native cutthroat over the last 100 or 150 years. So their range is vastly diminished from what it was. You know, we're trying to restore as many of these streams as we can.
Woods Lake is one of the cornerstones of the restoration work in Colorado's southwest region because of its clean mountain water and ecosystem that yields much bigger fish than other streams in the area. Therefore, biologists are able to collect many more eggs from the fish. For example, in the stream where these very fish originated, they would only likely have grown to be about 10 inches.
Whereas in here, this lake's filled with a whole bunch of food, really productive lake. They grow really well. We've seen fish that are probably close to 5 pounds. A fish like that, we had one this spring that had about 3,000 eggs.
The Woods Lake project has been a years-long effort and actually was first introduced as an idea in the 80s. Much has had to happen since then, including the controversial removal of non-native brook trout through chemical reclamation.
Cutthroats tend to not be able to persist if there's brook trout in a fishery. So Dan came in and he did a chemical reclamation project to remove those brook trout with the idea that we could bring these cutthroat trout in here and have this be a source of eggs for future restoration projects in other areas.
When Garduño came on with CPW, it was his task to find the native cutthroat to put into Woods Lake.
And we first started stocking it in 2013 with those fish, and it's taken it a while for those fish to grow up. Now they're old enough that they're starting to produce eggs of their own. The lake is starting to sort of fuel itself from a population perspective. We're just trying to help out with that by doing this spawning operation.
Garduño is accompanied on this day at Woods Lake by Wally Johnston, a hatchery technician at Rifle Falls Hatchery. The hatchery works with biologists and researchers around the state who provide the hatchery with fertilized eggs. Johnston and his team then hatch, rear, and stock the fish. The strategy for a high survival rate is power in numbers. Johnston says they try to overwhelm predators by releasing a large number of baby fish at once. And this batch, they have a fighting chance.
Even though they've been reared in captivity and they've been fed, their instinct's going to drive them to eat. And they will eat bugs. And when they get big enough, they'll eat each other. And it's just, you can't put a hamburger in front of me and not have it get eaten. Fish are the same way.
While conservation, such as ensuring the survival of native species, is at the heart of Colorado Parks and Wildlife's mission, wildlife management is a concept that's often overlooked and misunderstood. Garduño says projects like the Native Colorado River Cutthroat Restoration Program is important because the species is a symbol of the region's natural history.
It's valuable as a society to try to take care of our ecosystems and the land that we live in. And I really feel like these cutthroat are a symbol of that. When we can try to take care of what was here historically, I think that sort of represents a bigger picture of what a lot of people are trying to do to conserve natural resources in these ecosystems.
For Western Slope Resources Reporting, I'm Kara Pallone.
This story is part of Western Slope Resources Reporting, a collaboration between KOTO, KSJD, and three other radio stations in rural Colorado, made possible with support from the Gates Family Foundation.